This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The BJP has released its manifesto for the assembly elections in Arunachal Pradesh yesterday and promised to transform the frontier state into a developed state in the next 5 years. The manifesto, named as Sankalp Patra, was released by BJP National President JP Nadda at Itanagar. Nadda claimed that the state saw a lot of positive changes in the past 5 years and promised to take up an Arunachal Pradesh Gati Shakti Master Plan in the next 5 years to boost infrastructure and push development. Polling for the 60-member assembly and 2 Lok Sabha seats will be held simultaneously on the 19th of this month. The ruling BJP has already got 10 MLAs, including the Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Mian, who were elected unopposed. Congress General Secretary Jairam Ramesh has stressed that it is important to protect India's diversity and safeguard democracy. Addressing a press conference at Kohima in Nagaland yesterday, Ramesh said that the RSS and BJP have agenda for one nation, one election, one tax, one party, one leader, with an aim to undermine India's diversity. He said that the BJP-led government has removed Article 370 and expressed concern that the same government will even remove Article 371A. The Congress leader also criticized the government in Nagaland, which operates without opposition, by aligning with the NDPP as orchestrated by the BJP. He emphasized on the necessity of having an opposition in a democracy to amplify voices of the people. Ramesh also outlined 5 guarantees of justice promised by the Congress to the citizens and underscored that the 2024 Lok Sabha election is crucial for preserving democracy. Urging the people to place their trust in the leadership of the Congress party at the national level, he also urged the people to support the party's candidate in the state to bolster the party's efforts to safeguard democracy. The Congress manifesto called Nyay Yatra was also launched. In Nagaland, the chief electoral officer has served a show cause notice to Yang Thongo Patton, the star campaign of BJP for the 2024 Lok Sabha election, in the one Nagaland parliamentary constituency. The notice is related to the remarks made by Patton on the 5th of this month during the campaign held in Woka for Dr. Chumben Murray, the consensus candidate of the People's Democratic Alliance, representing the Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party. The Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee has also filed a complaint with the Election Commission against Patton over his statement. In Assam, the Kamrup District Administration has taken a unique initiative to increase voters' participation in the Lok Sabha polls. The Deputy Commissioner of Kamrup has informed that over 1 lakh students have written postcard letters to their parents and guardians appealing them to vote. Students between class 8 and 12 from 526 schools have taken part in this initiative. In the next 15 days, the postcards are expected to reach their destinations, and the students, along with their parents and guardians, will upload their selfie. Ahead of the Lok Sabha polls, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar is visiting Mizoram today and will release the party's manifesto. He will also attend an intellectual meet besides interacting with the media. The election campaign is picking up in Mizoram as the polling day draws near. Major political parties and candidates are reaching out to voters across the state to seek their support. The ruling Zoram People's Movement is fielding Richard Van Lal Manghaya, while the main opposition is nominating sitting Rajya Sabha MP K. Van Lal Vena. The Congress is fielding former police officer Lal Biagzama, while the BJP is fielding its state president Van Lal Mohka. The People's Conference is nominating female candidate Rita Malaswamy, while advocate Lal Riyat Trenga Changte is contesting for the second time as independent candidate. More than 8 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 1,276 polling stations. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.